वसुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतस्सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः होमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर एंटाइटल द सिम्टम्स ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज सिम्टम्स ऑफ कंडीशन एंड लिबरेटेड लिविंग एंटिटीज टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 प्लीज रिसाइट विद्या विद्ये मम तनु विधि उद्धव शरीरिणाम मोक्ष बंध करियाद्ये मायया मे विनिर्मिते विद्या विद्ये मम तनु विद्धि उद्धव शरीरिनां मोक्ष बंध करियाद्ये मायया मे विनिर्मिते विद्या विद्ये मम तनु विद्धि उद्धव शरीरिनां मोक्ष बंध करी आद्ये मायया मे विनिर्मिते प्लीज रिसाइट Mataji's. Vidya, knowledge, avidya, and ignorance, mama, my, tanu, manifested energies, vidhi, please understand, uddhava, o uddhav, sharirinam, of the embodied living entities, moksha, liberation, bandha, bondage, kari, causing, adye, original, eternal, mayaya, by the potency, me, my, vinirmite, produced. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O Uddhav, both knowledge and ignorance, being products of Maya, are expansions of my potency. Both knowledge and ignorance are beginningless and perpetually award liberation and bondage to embodied living beings. Purport. By the expansion of vidya or knowledge, a conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of maya. And similarly, by the expansions of avidya or ignorance, the conditioned soul is driven further into illusion and bondage. Both knowledge and ignorance are products of the mighty potency of the personality of Godhead. The living being is bound by illusion when he considers himself the proprietor of the subtle and gross material bodies. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the living entity may be designated as Jiva Maya, whereas matter is called Guna Maya. The living entity places his living potency in the grip of the mundane qualitative potency, Guna Maya, and falsely dreams that he is part and parcel of the material world. Such an artificial mixture is called illusion or ignorance. When all the Lord's potencies are correctly perceived in the proper categories, the living entity is liberated from material bondage and returns to his blissful eternal residence in the spiritual sky. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not different from His potencies, yet He is always above them as the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Personality of Godhead may be designated as Mukta or liberated, only to indicate that He is eternally free from material contamination and never to indicate that the Lord has been freed from actual entanglement in a material situation. According to Srila Madhvacharya, Vidya indicates the goddess of fortune, the internal potency of the Lord, whereas Avidya indicates Durga, the external potency of the Lord. Ultimately, however, the personality of Godhead can transform his potencies according to his own desire. As explained by Srila Prabhupada in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Lord is the absolute transcendence, all of his forms, names, pastimes, attributes, associates and energies are identical with him. His transcendental energy acts according to his omnipotency. The same energy acts as his external, internal and marginal energies. And by his omnipotency, he can perform anything and everything through the agency of any of the above energies. He can turn the external energy into internal by his will. Srila Sridhar Swami notes in this regard that although the Lord has explained in the first verse of this chapter that the living entity is never actually in bondage and therefore never actually liberated, one may apply the terms bondage and liberation. If one remembers that living entity is eternally a transcendental fragment of the personality of Godhead. Further, one should not misinterpret the word mayaya me vinirmite to indicate that both material bondage and liberation are temporary states, being creations of the potency of the Lord. Therefore, the term adya or primeval and eternal is used in this verse. The vidya and avidya potencies of the Lord are stated to be creations of maya because they carry out the functions of the Lord's potencies. The Vidya potency engages the living entities in the Lord's pastimes, whereas the Avidya potency engages the living entities in forgetting the Lord and merging into darkness. Actually, both knowledge and ignorance are eternal alternatives of the marginal potency of the Lord. And in this sense, it is not correct to state that the living entity is either eternally conditioned or eternally liberated. The term vinirmite or produced in this case indicates that the Lord expands his own energy as knowledge and ignorance, which display the functions of the Lord's internal and external potencies. Such potential exhibitions may appear and disappear in different times, places and circumstances, but material bondage and spiritual freedom are eternal options of the marginal potency of the Lord. Hare Krishna. I seek blessings of all the assembled devotees, all the senior devotees present in the assembly. So this is Canto 11, Chapter 11, Text 3. I'll read the translation again. O Uddhav, both knowledge and ignorance being products of Maya are expansions of my potency. Both knowledge and ignorance are beginningless and they perpetually award liberation and bondage to embodied living beings. So here two concepts are being discussed, knowledge and ignorance, vidya and avidya. And they are being products of maya, are expansions of my potency. This is being mentioned that how both are potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we study the verse, Daivi hai esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. So it is explained, the Lord is telling my material energy is difficult to overcome. And the word used is Daivi, it's divine. Because of the connection of the Lord, the energy is divine. And therefore, since its energy is divine, it has connection with the Lord. So this is explained that two things are facets of the same energy. And common example we often hear of electrical energy being transferred into a cooling energy and a heating energy. Maybe a refrigerator or air conditioner, and there could be a heating element. But two are both forms of same energy, same electrical energy. purport says, by the expansion of Vidya, a conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya. And similarly, by the expansion of avidya or ignorance, the conditioned soul is driven further into illusion and bondage. And the living, and also it is mentioned further down, the living entity places his living potency in the grip of the mundane qualitative potency and falsely dreams that he is the part and parcel of the material world. So that's the point, that on one side we have the divine spiritual energy and on one side we have divine material energy. And the living entity places his living potency in the grip of mundane qualitative potency. So Jiva Maya is placed in Gunam Maya. And falsely dreams that he is part and parcel of the material world. So such questions are often raised, that how can living entity who is spiritual can get entangled in the material world or the material energy? In Canto 5, in the discussion between Jad Bharat and Rahugana Maharaj, this discussion comes on the forest of material existence. And it is described that how a living entity desiring to enjoy, as it is mentioned, falsely dreams that he is part and parcel of the material world. It is mentioned that the living entity desiring to enjoy enters the forest of material existence. And very wonderful analogies are given to describe the forest, to show that how the living entity should understand that although he or she is trying to identify as a part and parcel of the material world, but how painful the material world is. And in the discussion on the forest, many elements are given, that how the living entity is like a merchant who enters the forest of material existence. And the first thing is, he is attacked by the six plunderers, which are nothing but five senses and his mind. And those six plunderers attack him and rob away all his wealth, whatever he has, because in trying to enjoy mind and senses. And after that, it is mentioned he is attacked by jackals and tigers, which is compared to the family members of a materialistic family man, that how his all energy is sucked by trying to satisfy the family members. I remember in my childhood, my father used to read Bhagavatam from the Hindi version, from some translation, and it is mentioned, this Bagh and Siyar are sucking your blood all the time. So I had never read Bhagavatam, and father was to jokingly tell us, you people are sucking my blood. So I was wondering why he's telling like this. So he would have a joking style of saying after reading that book. So it is only later on when I opened the book one time in my house, I realized, oh, that's written here, you know, this is how they suck the blood of the materialistic personality person. And further he goes, then there are mosquitoes who bite, deadly mosquitoes, which are compared to the people who we consider as our own, but they are envious. And they are the one who suck the blood of a materialistic person who is trying to enjoy. And in that being sucked by the envious, by the mosquito bites, the next thing, suddenly between all the tigers and the jackals and the wolves and these six plunderers trying to rob, and amidst all this and these mosquitoes being bite, suddenly he sees a Gandharvapura, something very attractive, Mrigatrishna kind of something which attracts the mirage, which he feels is going to satisfy him. And while being satisfied in that Gandharvapura, where he feels, I will get my pleasure here. He gets so absorbed in looking after the Mrigatrishna or the Gandharvapura, he thinks this is the pleasure, and suddenly the whirlwind of lust attacks him. And the whirlwind of lust attacks him, and he tries to enjoy his lust in association between man and woman. And after that, he is troubled constantly by the painful sounds of owls and crickets, which is again people who criticize you for the very people whom you like to work. whom you want work for the welfare of the people, same people are going to criticize you or pass bad criticize you basically. And then suddenly you will find previously there were 6 plunderers, now there are some very rich plunderers, kind of kings who come in the dress of king or rich people who plunder you. Who are compared to the official servants of the government who come in the dress to help you but actually land up plundering you. And then after that you feel you can enjoy still, but the struggle to enjoy is so hard that it is compared to the path which is full of stones and pebbles which are very very sharp. And then you have to climb a mountain which is very very steep climb. And with all that, when you get tired, then you land up with all the heat and all the struggles of the material world, the person land up taking shelter of a shallow river. And that shallow river is compared to the people whose shelter we take, hoping to get some pleasure in this world, but on the contrary, you break your own head by jumping in such a river. And then when somebody is so much miserable, then somebody takes shelter of the creepers, which is the enjoyment in the family life with the opposite sex. And then again, when one is not satisfied with the creepers, with the sweet sounds of the birds, which are compared to the sounds of the family members, when one is not satisfied with that, then one runs after the honey coming from a honeycomb where honey is dripping out. And that honey is compared to a man trying to enjoy outside his marriage life. At the cost of being bitten by many, many honeybees, that is like the embarrassment or the social embarrassment to undergoes. So the whole material forest is described in a very scary way, or in a very, very straightforward way, what the world is. And then after that, he thinks he will take shelter of some people who seem to be saintly. Who compared to be cranes, etc. They seem to be very saintly, and he goes and takes shelter of them, thinking that these are the people who are going to give me some relief out of the material existence. Taking them to be the real saints. Like one time there were 2 pandits who were fighting, constantly fighting. And the third pandit came and the panditji said, "Why are you fighting?" And the first panditji said, "This my fellow pandit, he knows that I do not eat onion and garlic, but still he added to my non-veg sabji onion and garlic." So these kind of people are there. So these are like false saints who claim to be. Then somebody was telling there is a Jain restaurant where they serve Jain non-veg material without onion garlic. So that's the in the Western countries, not in the India. So all kind of funny things happen, so they take shelter of such people. And finally they come to people who are saintly, who are compared to hamsa or swans, who give us shelter. And who really know what to provide to the living entity, what kind of shelter to provide. Like Deen Gaurang Prabhu was giving class, I think, a few weeks back, and he was sharing this story of Mr. Sethi, whom Srila Prabhupada goes to his house and is staying at his house. I guess it was Mr. Sethi. And one of the rich men, he goes to his house, he's staying. And then Srila Prabhupada asks him that, "What is your daily schedule?" And he says how he get up in the morning, and how I might do my duties, and how I read newspaper, and how I have a cup of tea. And Prabhupada said, "So what? Even pigs do that." So he understood, this is real guru. This is real spiritual master who is providing what he's supposed to provide. He's actually finishing off the ahankar of the living entity who is trying to enjoy this material existence in spite of tigers, wolves, jackals, mosquitoes and owls and whirlwind of lust and shallow river and the mountain which is so steep and so many stones, and he is still having hope to enjoy the creepers and the honey, etc., etc. And with all this he is trying to enjoy, his ahankar has become so big. So the first thing spiritual master does, or the hamsa-like personalities they do, is they break down that, like it is mentioned in this purport, Living entity places his living potency in the grip of the guna maya and falsely dreams that he is part and parcel. And such an artificial mixture is called illusion or ignorance. And one does not see the potencies of the Lord in their right perspectives. So the first thing a hamsa-like personality does is he cuts off that ahankara or the knot which is binding one to the living entity. Therefore, Lord Kapila in the conversation with Mother Devahuti says, Satam prasanga mama virya sambido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana katha. When he speaks about bhakti or the process of bhakti, the first thing he says is, stay in the association of such paramhamsas. In whose association, when you hear the glories of the Supreme Lord, they cut off that knot and very quickly, as a natural sequence, your Shraddha turns into Prema. Shraddha Ratir Bhavati Anu Kramishyati. Just as a natural sequence, it just converts in a very sublime way. So please take shelter of such hamsas. But the problem is that another thing which is mentioned in the forest of material existence is living entity falls into the mouth of a python. So when he goes into the wrong association and he thinks this is the right association and python is something which devours you. And you're already into the mouth before you realize. You're already into the sucking energy. So in spite of sometimes coming to the right path, one gets distracted and falls into the mouth of the python, which is again compared to Maya, which appears to be something authentic, but it is illusory. And therefore one gets distracted from the right path of bhakti. Yesterday I was reading one statement, very nice thing comes in Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's purport. It comes, one is cheated of the bhakti rasa. When one was going for moksha, but one is cheated of the bhakti rasa and one takes something which is not the authentic bhakti rasa. So with all this forest of material existence, it is mentioned that the living entity, so then next statement it says, when all the Lord's potences are correctly perceived in their proper categories. This is another thing. To see the Lord's potences in the proper categories, not to get deluded by what is the right understanding of Lord's category. What is Yogamaya, what is Mahamaya, one should not get deluded. Like this one lady, she came to Mumbai to do a job and she was working in the job and she, while working there, she got a very good job and they gave a very good apartment to the lady. And after giving the apartment, she was very happy, I have got this apartment. She thought, let me tell my husband that I have reached here. And she immediately sent a message to the husband instead of sending to the husband, she typed a wrong number and the message reached some other husband whose wife just died 2 days back. And she wrote, "Main yahan theek thak pahunch gayi hoon. I have reached here safely and they have given me an apartment. And in 2 days, I will also call you, your wife." And that man read that, he collapsed because his wife just died 2 days back. So when you perceive things wrongly, it can lead to dangerous consequences. So one should not perceive things wrongly. So it is said that when all the Lord's potency are correctly perceived in their proper categories, the living entity is liberated from material bondage. And since it reminds me of another something stupid, funny thing, it's written here, Vidya and Avidya. So there is a confusion between Vidya and Avidya. And this one's very naughty child, a boy who went to the college. He went to Bhavan's college or some college. And he went to the college and in the college he was constantly sleeping in the class. Like somebody said, what is the difference between a lecturer and a mother? A mother puts one child to sleep, lecturer puts everyone to the sleep. So please do not sleep. So this point is there, Vidya and Avidya, and this boy was sleeping in the class and the teacher asked, why are you sleeping? Why do you come to the college? Sir, for Vidya. Oh, really? Then why you are not hearing? Why you are sleeping? Sir, Vidya has not come today. So these kind of confusions.
He's telling when all the Lord's potencies are correctly perceived in the proper categories. And I remember one Bhagavatam pastime. I was thinking Pondrak. Recently, I think Nityanand Charanpur was mentioning in the class. Pondrak. It's the most funny pastime to read in Canto 10. When this Pondrak sends his messenger to the court or to the palace of Vasudev, Shri Krishna, Dwarkadish. And he's fully convinced by his foolish followers that he is the real Vasudev. And he is the one who is having the real symbols of Vasudev. And he goes and challenges right Shri Krishna that here you are carrying some artificial symbols, you are a cheater. And please therefore come and surrender to me or otherwise we will have a combat. He is fully convinced by his followers. This is when living and Lord's potency are correctly perceived in their proper categories. Living entity is liberated from material bondage. But the whole perception has got distorted. Another pastime where Ravan is sending all the servants of Ravan. This is a very nice interaction between Ravan and his ministers, where both claim to be very intelligent. And Ravan is telling, look, there are different kind of leaders. And the best leader is who takes in due consideration the messages of his ministers, of his advisors, and based on that only he properly acts. So when he takes proper messages of the advisors and then he acts, that is the first class. And therefore, I am taking your advice. So he is very convinced that he is the most intelligent because he is doing such a perfect task by taking advice of his ministers. And on other side, his ministers, because he was also telling that the best ministers are who? Without keeping their selfish consideration in mind, selfish pursuits in mind, they give a clear advice for the benefit of the master. So he is giving such wonderful definition by his intelligence of a good leader and a good servant. And similarly, so therefore, now Ravan is giving this advice and he's asking ministers to give an advice. But Ravan, on the other side, when he went to take away Sita, when he went to kidnap Sita, that time he never thought of taking advice. And this is the point which Kumbhakarna and Vishbhishan tells him. Kumbhakarna tells him, he says, you are saying advice, but when did you took advice? When you went to take Sita. Now you are giving big lecture, oh, I should take advice and I am taking advice. When you are in such a big mess, then you are taking advice. But previously you never took advice. So it is very difficult how Maya bewilders and one cannot see things in the right categories. And Ravan is fully convinced he is a first class leader. And then first class leader should also understand whose advice should we take. Like recently I think somebody was giving a class and they were saying Duryodhan took advice of Shakuni. So Yudhishthira Maharaj during gambling match, so while going there, he did not take advice of Krishna. So the two kinds of advice are there. So one took advice, one not took advice. And then you get into the mess and then you give all the class lectures to your assistants or what you say, ministers. That how one should take advice. And then also he is asking Shakuni-like ministers. He is not going to ministers who are like on the platform of Krishna or his devotees. On Shakuni-like ministers. So one gets bewildered where he is surrounded by the foolish people like Pondrak was surrounded or Ravan was surrounded. Therefore one has to be very careful. Somebody sent me an SMS. They are saying that one should have two kinds of friends. One friend is like Aina, like mirror. And one friend like Parchai, like shadow. Very wonderful message. That you should have someone like Aina who can show you what you are. And somebody like a shadow who can actually be there with you in all circumstances. But very difficult to find people who are like Aina, or very difficult, sometimes we only do not give rights to someone to be like Aina. Pondrak has such people and foolish people, and Ravan had such foolish people. And then sometimes advice is given, but then it is so difficult to remain determined on the right path. This statement is most interesting I found in this purport. When all the Lord's potences are correctly perceived in their proper categories, the living entity is liberated from material bondage. And I also like one point which Sudhir Chaitanya Prabhu mentioned in his class. Such a wonderful point. He was telling how for determination, 5 elements are required. That was such a good point. Especially the last point was added so much value to the how to remain determined on the right path in spite of the right advice. So the advice may be right, but then it becomes difficult to see the right advice when the right advice is given. Like Vibhishan and Vidura were considered as envious people. They were envious of the leader. So Sudhir Chaitanya Prabhu was telling these 5 points. He was telling. He said, when you have difficulty in determination on some path, he said, follow. First thing is make a priority. I'm sure you all must have heard this recent class. Priority. Then plan as per the priority. Then practice whatever you plan. And then very nice concept, he said, push and pull. That was interesting. You put yourself with a devotee who can push you in the right direction or who can pull you away from the wrong direction. And the last point was prayer. One has to offer so much prayers that I do not miss the goal. So Lord's potences are correctly perceived in their proper perspectives. Then living entities liberated from material bondage. So it's never a very sane idea to always think that I am most right. That can be the most dangerous. And Pondrak was fully convinced. He sent a messenger. What kind of arrogance that could be? He sent a messenger to the king of the supreme lord of the whole cosmos, saying that I am the one. And the whole assembly of Dwarka was laughing at this. And when one perceives like this, then one returns to his blissful eternal residence in the spiritual sky. And the next paragraph says, now this is how, first paragraph says how living entity is in connection with Guna Maya. The next paragraph says, Supreme Personality of Godhead is not different from His potences, yet He is always above them as Supreme Controller. Supreme Personality may be designated as Mukta only to indicate that He is eternally free from material contamination. And never to indicate the Lord has been freed from actual entanglement in a material situation. So now here two concepts are being taught, Vidya and Avidya. We are discussing this. What is avidya? What is vidya? How avidya binds? But then we also hear from Shastras that we must get acquainted with both the elements. We must get acquainted with how avidya acts in our life, how ignorance influences us, how the whole material world is created. We should get acquainted. And we should also get acquainted with vidya. But sometimes there is two extremes. Either too much acquaintance with avidya, trying to understand our situation, how we are bound up. And sometimes without avidya, we think we have understood vidya. So both things have to be properly understood. And in understanding vidya, we understand that how Supreme Lord is not different from His potences. According to Srila Madhvacharya, vidya indicates the goddess of fortune, whereas avidya indicates Durga. Ultimately, however, the personality of Godhead can transform His potences according to His own desire. Because the Lord is the absolute transcendence, all His forms, names, pastimes, attributes, associates and energies are identical with Him. His transcendental energy acts according to His omnipotency. Now, a good knowledge of vidya is very important to understand the potency which we are dealing with. There is a funny story which I read in the children's book. You know, they go to fun school and all. In the children's book, I read this story. In the children's course, syllabus. And the story is really funny. It says there was one sage who had... There was one sage who had no child. So this sage, this rishi and his wife were staying in a forest. They had no child. And he was sitting on the banks of a river. And sitting on the banks of the river, he was praying that, may I get a child. And when he was praying, may I get a child, a bird was flying from the top. And the bird was holding chuha. What do you say? Rat or mouse? Both are chuha. Okay, chuha. He was holding chuha. And he was saying, and the chuha fell right into the lap of the sage. And the sage thought, theek hai, not a human child, let a chuha come in my lap. And the chuha came in the lap. It's really funny, but makes a very powerful point. I really liked it. The chuha fell into the lap, and it's not chuha, it's chuhiya. It's a female rat. And then it fell into the lap, and the sage is powerful. Sage can convert anyone into anyone. So by his siddhis, he converted that chuha, chuhiya into a beautiful girl. And the girl grew up. And the girl happened to be the most beautiful because she has become beautiful by the power of the sage. And now he wants to search a husband. Now second problem starts. Now find a husband. So what husband? He goes to sun god. Please marry. Now by his power he calls sun god. Please marry my daughter. And when the sun god says, now the sun god is so hot, so much heat is there. He says, I cannot handle this heat. The daughter says, fine. What do you want? Okay, let's get the god of clouds. The god of clouds will come, that's like cooler. So find him. Marry. No, this is too much water. I do not want this. And the sage was thinking, first of all, I made this chuya into female. And now she has so much complaint. Not this, not this, not this. Then he asked the clouds only. Okay, whom should I marry my daughter? He says, marry your daughter to the mountain. Because when we go, mountain doesn't shake. We cannot shake the mountain. Very good. He went to the god of mountain. Please marry my daughter. Daughter rejected the god of mountain also. Why? He's big, powerful, but he's too hard-hearted. So then he asked mountain, please suggest a husband who is powerful than you but soft-hearted. He said, yes. You know, only thing which can make holes in me is a chuha who is very soft. So then that... whatever, that female rat went to this, when she heard, oh, chuha, a rat, she became very happy. Because that was her original whatever nature. So she was a very happy friend. So in the that fun school book it was written, it's very difficult to change one's nature. So she got attracted to rat only. I was thinking it's so difficult to change one's absorption in material world and identification with the material world. It is really a tough job. And therefore one has to hear a lot that what kind of potency we are looking for. We are dealing with the Supreme Lord's potency. And it is mentioned Supreme Personality is not different from His potency. And little weak hearing, then we again back to our old nature. That's why in Krishna Leela, when we hear about Shakatasur, we always hear that is compared to our old bad habits. They just come back again. Our old attractions come back again. Because of not being fully convinced with the potencies of the Lord. That old thing just happens to come back. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays in the bhajan. What does he say? One devotee came to me and he was telling wonderful thing. Then this bhajan came to my mind. He was telling, now after one of the senior devotees I was talking to, now after 25 years of bhakti, you know we hear bhakti also gives bhukti, mukti, siddhi. Now after 25 years we see that yes, bhakti has some elements. It gives special powers. It gives special, sometimes special mercy. Krishna becomes very pleased. Special things come. But then bhakti starts showing the fruits. Whatever little bhakti we have done. Whatever little bhakti with insincerity we have done, after 20-25 years, it starts showing some fruit and you see that bhakti has certain power, touch with Krishna has certain power, then one laments that wish I would have done something more seriously, and then we understand why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is offering this lamentation. Bardhakya ekhona upaya vihina. Tate din akinchana. He says, Bardhakya akhena, now I have become old. Upaya vihina, and now the time which was given to show me intensity, I did not use it properly. Because I can see now the power. It's like anything. If anything you spend your whole life doing and suddenly you see, oh, these fruits are very special. Like there's another nice story. This few businessmen were going through this is again for children we tell. Few businessmen were going through a tunnel. And there was a dark tunnel. And their hands were all occupied with carrying different things. But on the tunnel, they heard a sound saying, some stones were pricking their feet, some pebbles, some hard things. And they heard a sound, please pick up those stones. And they were thinking, what is this, pick up those stones? So some picked up two, some picked up three, some picked up four. Thinking that why to pick up stones? They were causing pain to their feet. And they picked up two, three, four, whatever. And when they picked up all this, and they came out of the long dark tunnel. And after coming out of the long dark tunnel, suddenly they realized, "Arey, these stones are not stones, but these are diamonds." And the sound had announced that, please pick up those diamonds. Diamonds are very useful. But the problem is, we thought it is stones. Similarly, bhakti, some elements appear to be painful and very, very pain-giving. And we are very miser in picking up those. He's reminding us, look at the potences between of the Lord's name, Lord's fame, Lord's attributes, Lord associates, Lord energies. Like one Vidyapit student was telling, from GV. He says, every day 3 hours Bhagavatam class. You know what it means? Just go and sit there. He was happy, but at the same time he was telling, every day 3 hours classes, what Bhagavatam says, sense gratification is bad, sense gratification is bad. He said, every day we are hearing, there should be some gap between two classes so that we get a chance to experience sense gratification. Experience karne ka to chance hi nahi milta, and they are just hammering, sense gratification is bad. Sir. But the whole process is hearing. So the hearing appears to be painful sometimes, or the process seems to be painful, but the moment you go out of the tunnel, and then you pick up, wow, these are diamonds. And then we lament like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bardakya ekona upaya vihina, now the time is gone. Now the time which we could have utilized is gone. Now if we get a chance in the next life, we'll think about it. Upaya vihina, tate dina akinchana. So here, this is what is reminded. Supreme Personality is not different from His potences, His name, fame, pastimes, attributes, and energies are identical with Him. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai.